reading for this fifth Sunday in Epiphany is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, starting with verse 13.
Glory to you, O Lord.
You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And this, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Likes loud people or loud personalities. And loud personalities. Especially if it's a female, the one with the loud personality. Many prefer, or it's better to be inconspicuous. That's better, to be inconspicuous, to blend in. Today, Jesus says, you are, not you will be, or you may be. You are salt, and you are light of the world. Therefore, he says, speaking lies. Therefore, you have to be salty. Spread out your flavors. There are other things besides salt and pepper. And you have to shine. Shine, really shine. You cannot hide your brightness. I call you to be a beacon. I did not call you to blend in, nor to be inconspicuous. I have to say it very slow because then I get trampled up with my words. Again, says the prophet, shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Last Sunday, God said to the people through Micah, do justice, love kindness, walk with me. And in doing so, today I'm going to add, be loud. To those that have seen my emails, really have read my emails to the last word, know that I have an adaptation of Micah's verse, and it says, do justice, love kindness, walk humbly, and sometimes be loud. Well, today's the day to talk about this. In doing so, be loud. Intentionally. First of all, we have to embrace our identity in relation to God. I mean, we have to embrace who we are. Who are we? We are children. We are heirs with Christ. We are disciples. We are the peacemakers. Let me say it again. We are the peacemakers. We are salt. And we are light. We are called to embrace who we are in the kingdom of God and do our job. And we, in spite of that, we keep missing the target. And even though it might be simple to do our job and to follow the kingdom's, our role in the kingdom, even if it might be simple, it can be very inconvenient. It is very inconvenient to us. It's not doing our own justice. It's not doing our own justice. It's the kingdom's justice. That's the twist. That's the curve. It's not to love in our terms, but in God. is about the sharing. It's about giving from what's already yours. It's about being in relationship. It's to be in relationship, to build bridges. The prophet said it. To build bridges instead of walls. Then, and only then, your light will shine, says the prophet. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, because God will go before you. Then we shall call, and the Lord will answer. We shall cry for help, and God will say, "Here I am." But it's then and only then. I told you last Sunday, this is a two-way street. This is a relationship. And we are accountable. But we have to do our job as children, as peacemakers, as salt, as light. Again, says the prophet, shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. We cannot be shy about it. We have to do it like we mean it. We have to be loud. We cannot sing like we're murmuring. That's not singing. That's reading in a quiet voice. God doesn't care if you sound good. I don't care if you sound good. You shouldn't care if I sound good either. Just saying. Praise. And praise like you mean it. Help. And help like you mean it. The church has to be loud. The church has to be loud. Can you imagine if the church is no one knows. The church is called to be loud. Has to shine. Has to spread flavor. The church uses adobo. Has to use adobo. I don't know if you know what adobo is, but if you've gone to like Woodman's and other, maybe, I don't know if Piggly Wiggly has it, but it's a seasoning. Has many things in it, and it's really yummy. It's way more than salt and pepper. And it's typically used in Hispanic culture. The church has to be loud. Since last Sunday, I don't know, those of you that follow the media, I don't know if you saw that everyone or heard about everyone talking about the halftime show. Who saw the halftime show? Okay, I didn't. I saw it through Facebook. And they were talking good and they were talking bad. I'm not gonna talk about the goodness and the badness of the show. But I think we need to learn something about it. By the way, I enjoyed it. out of the sight. But we need to learn something about it. Those two ladies own who they are. Own it. And in doing so, they delivered. Because they delivered. They owned their cultures. Because they come from different cultures. They own their cultures, their heritage, their language. Some people didn't like them. Sorry. And unapologetically, they delivered a message about what's going on right now. They were loud in every meaning of the word. They were loud and sang about being loud. One of the last songs was Let's Get Loud. Let's get loud, let's get loud. I'm not gonna sing. And the song talks about being who you are. Embracing who you are and to not apologize for it to anyone. Again, the prophet says, shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. I think it's about time the church do the same and get loud. Let's get loud. Let's get loud because it's urgent. The people are waiting for the church to get loud. Many don't want to, but it's not about us, but about God's mission through us. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. It's urgent and God's calling to that God.